أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبرا بوالديه ولم يكن جبارا عصيا وسلام عليه يوم ولد ويوم يموت ويوم يبعث حيا صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 14 and 15 of Surah Maryam. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues to speak about the qualities of Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. One quality Allah mentions here, وَبَرَّمْ بِوَالِدَيْ, and he was one who was kind to his parents. Some few weeks ago, in the ayah of وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, we spent some time speaking about the various aspects of both obedience and kindness and also disobedience to parents. Just one or two as a revision from that kindness to parents has and holds such a high position in the deen of Islam that once Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ الْأَعْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ, which action is most beloved to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? In other words, which are those actions that Allah ta'ala loves the most? First, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الصَّلَاةُ لِوَقْتِهَا, that is to perform salat in its mustahab time. And then he asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order of merit, which is the next? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, birrul walidain, that is kindness, obedience, goodness to parents. We can understand from here that salat is one of the most, or rather the most important deed in Islam. However, after it, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's judgment, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's fatwa, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's decision is kindness to parents. And then he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter what? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, jihad fi sabilillah, going out in the path of Allah to make jihad. So parents, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them a very, very high rank. On the other side, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the major sins, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said first, al-ishraku billah, that is to make shirk of Allah. We can understand, shirk is something that is abhorred, disliked by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then after that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, uququl walidain, uququl walidain, disobedience to parents. So we find that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought this very high. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about Allah's ibadat, and Allah ta'ala speaks about obedience to parents. Allah give us the tawfiq that we always obedient to our parents, never disobedient to them. Just one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the reason for this hadith, it shows us so much about how we should show respect to our parents. The Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that a person came with an old man to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked this person, who is this man? He replied, this is my father. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no other conversation. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, always respect him and honor him, number one. Number two, don't ever walk in front of him. In other words, if you do not have to do any khidmat, like open the door, move something that is harmful, then never ever walk in front of him. Number three, don't sit before he sits. Let him sit and then you sit. Can we understand the kind of ethics that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed us? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't ever call him by his name. And lastly, don't ever be vulgar to him. Allah give us the tawfiq. So here Allah ta'ala is speaking about Sayyiduna Yahya alayhi salam. First, the kind of personality he was, the heart he had, and then the rights of his parents that he fulfilled. Then Allah says, وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا, And he was not Jabbar. Now this word Jabbar has different meanings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also Jabbar. But there, in the context of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one that heals. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one that fixes. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is one that puts right. But here, for insan, Jabbar in this context is that he never ever felt that he did not owe the haq and the rights of people. A Jabbar person is one that always has this feeling that he does not have to fulfill obligations to others. People must fulfill his rights, but he doesn't have anything that he has to fulfill the rights of others. Nobody has a haq upon him, whoever that person was. So this was not Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam. He fulfilled the rights of others, asiya, and he was not asi. In other words, he was not disobedient, transgressive to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we found here that on the one hand, a very clear message, the rights of Allah is also fulfilled, and also the rights of parents are fulfilled, the rights of everybody else is also fulfilled. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَلَامٌ عَلَيْهِ, and peace be upon him. In other words, the peace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the aman, the sanctity of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was upon him. Yawma wulida, the day he was born. The day he was born, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala protected him from any kind of interference of shaitan. Wa yawma yamut, and the day he dies, that also Allah Ta'ala's salamati, Allah Ta'ala's peace was upon him. Some ulama say that this is the whole lifespan that has been brought, that in every aspect, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's peace was upon him, that the day he left this world, he left this world as a shaheed. Now there are many, many narrations. Some of them are contaminated with the biblical narrations with regards to how he left this world. But undoubtedly, everyone, all the ulama are unanimous that Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam was made a shaheed. But even on that day, it was, although shaheed, shahadat outwardly would have seemed to be something gruesome, but on the other hand, insofar as Allah's relationship with him, his relationship with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it was a day on which he didn't even feel the pangs of mouth and the pangs of death, because he was under the shelter of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's peace and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's sanctity. And then وَيَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَيَوْمَ يُبْعَثُ حَيَّا, and between death and on the day that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would resurrect him alive, then also the life of the qabr is also covered, that he will be peaceful, and he is peaceful in the qabr. And on the day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect him, hayya, alive, he left this world, the martyrs do not die, plus besides and over and above that, he was a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the Mubarak hadith of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, the day when Sayyidina Yahya alayhi salatu wassalam stands in front of Allah on the day of Qiyamah, there will be no questioning, because there will be nothing that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would need to question him about. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.